Please pray in silence.
阿门。
Amen。
哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll begin our morning service.
我们请一起唱诗226首。
Sing hymn 226.
Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be to all of you.
好像一晃哈，又是一两个月不见了哈。
Seems as all of a sudden 2 months have already passed.
那感谢主耶稣啊，今天早上我们在这里一起来学习圣经的道理。
Thank God that today we could gather here to study His words.
在过去的这一个月当中呢，我们举办了大学生哈大专班的审讯班。
Last month we had the NYTS.
然后接下来是我们的学生灵恩会。
And next we had the student spiritual convocation.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，在这一次的学生灵恩会当中我们皇后教会有七个学生，七个小朋友得到圣灵。
Thanks to the grace of God that seven students for Queen's Church received the Holy Spirit.
这个是神特别的恩待。
This is a special grace from God.
但是有时候我常常在想哦。
But oftentimes I think to myself.
我们的孩子每年都有好几次这样子的机会。
That our kids have so many opportunities to attend church services.
除了平常教会的聚会以外。
Besides our routines to Sabbath.
他们在教会里面有宗教教育。
In church, they have the RE curriculum.
结果接下来他们有学生每年两次的学生联谊会。
And every year they have twice SSC.
接下来他们有高中班的神学训练。
Next they have NYTS.
RHTS.
They have RHTS.
接下来有大专的神学训练。
And then next they have NYTS.
所以在孩子的成长过程当中呢，他们总是有很多。这种学习灵修的机会。
And as these children grow up, they have so much opportunities to learn and grow.
但是有时候反观我们作为父母亲的，
But at the same time, being parents.
作为一个家庭应有的属灵的引导者。
And as a spiritual leader in our family.
有时候我们反而比较缺乏或没有这样子的灵修机会啊。
Very different from our children. We don't have this much opportunity to cultivate ourselves.
所以作为长辈，作为父母我们要对自己有更高的要求。
So as a parent, we need to have a greater expectation of ourselves.
不只是聚会祷告要努力。
Not only do we have to attend service and pray diligently.
更要能够多利用时间能够参与教会的各项活动讲习。
We need to attend church events in our spare times.
使我们能够真正成为一个家里属灵的掌舵者，一个家里这个属灵的带领者。
So that we could truly become a spiritual leader in our homes.
那我们今天早上要用用旧约圣经的一段故事来做学习的内容。
And this morning we'll use a story from the Old Testament as a topic.
其实这个记载是这一次大专班学生他们的毕业的考试。
And actually, this topic that we're going to discuss today is actually the exam of the RHTS students.
NYTS 啊。
Or of the NYTS students.
大专班的学生要毕业有一个要求。
And for NYTS students to graduate, there's a requirement.
就是他们一定要能够讲一篇讲章。
And this requirement is for them to give a short sermon.
所以有些时候，你看那个学生很害怕。
And sometimes you may see these students are very nervous.
哇，一面讲一面抖。
And as they are speaking, they're shaking.
其实我现在也很害怕。
And actually, I'm very nervous too.
我现在也是一面讲一面抖。
And just likewise, I'm shaking as I'm speaking.
有时候我们看那个学生他们在准备这个讲章，会用很多很多的心思。
And we could tell that as these students are preparing for their sermons, that you put in a lot of effort into it.
啊，其中有许多非常不错的讲章。
And a few of these sermons are actually really good.
啊，当然被我们听过之后啊，就变成我们的啦。
And of course, when we heard these sermons, they become ours.
啊，所以我们今天来看一下历代志下啊，历代志下的第二十二章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 22.
历代志下的第二十。我们看历代志下第二十四章哈。
Second Chronicles chapter 24。
历代志下的第二十四章的第十五节。
Second Chronicles chapter 24 verse 10。
十五节。
Verse 15。
历代志下第二十四章第十五节。
Second Chronicles chapter 24 verse 15。
十五节，耶和耶大年纪老迈，日子满足而死。死的时候年一百三十岁，十六节。
Verse 16。
葬在大卫城列王的坟墓里，因为他在以色列人中行善，又侍奉神，修理神的殿。好，那这里讲到一个人呐、啊，名叫耶和耶大。
We here we talk a person named Jehoiada。
那这耶和耶大是圣经当中一个很特殊的人物。
And this Jehoiada, he's a very special。Character in the Bible.
啊，虽然我们可能很少听过他。
Although we rarely hear about him.
啊，但是啊，这个人非常特别。
But this person is actually very unique.
啊，他特别在哪里呢
？Why is he so unique?
啊，特别在于他死的时候是葬到君王的坟墓里面。
And what is so unique about him is that when he was buried among the kings.
啊，在古代当中啊，这个君王的坟墓是只能葬君王的直系亲属。
In ancient times, the king's tombs are only there to bury kings.
哦，是普通人所不能被埋葬在里面的。
And an average person cannot be buried in the king's tomb.
啊，但是这个耶和耶大到底是谁
？So who is this Jehoiada?
啊，到底做过什么
？And what did he do in his life?
啊，到最后使他有资格啊，被葬到君王的坟墓里面。
That he was able to be buried with the kings.
啊，这个是非常非常少见的一个现象。
And this is a rare, very rare event.
啊，所以我们今天就来看一看啊，这个耶和耶大到底做了什么样的事情。
So today we'll study what Jehoiada did.
使得到最后蒙神蒙人所纪念。
So that God remember him, and men remember him.
啊，或许我们可以把他作为我们人生的一个榜样。
And maybe he could be an example in our lives.
啊，使我们也能够一样的蒙神以及蒙人所纪念。
So that we could also be remembered by men and by God.
啊，能够活出一个有价值、有意义、有奖赏的人生。
So we could live
有意义、有价值、有奖赏。
So we could live a rewarding life.
啊，我们看回来历代志下的第二十二章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 22.
历代志下二十二章的第十节。
Verse 10.
历代志下二十二章的第十节。
Second Chronicles chapter 22 verse 10。
第十节，亚哈谢的母亲亚他利亚见他儿子死了，就起来剿灭犹大王室。十一节。
Verse 11。
啊，但王的女儿约示巴将亚哈谢的儿子约阿施从那被杀的王子中偷出来，把他和他的乳母都藏在卧房里。约示巴是约兰王的女儿亚哈谢的妹子，祭司耶和耶大的妻。她收藏约阿施，躲避亚他利亚，以免被杀。十二节。
Verse 12。
约阿施和他们一同藏在神殿中六年，亚他利亚篡了国位。好，那这里是记载了犹大国当中的一段历史。
Over here in this verse, the talks about the history of the kingdom of Judah.
那说啊，当这个国王死掉以后哦。
And when the king of Judah died.
啊，结果啊，这个国王的妈妈啊，就突然想自己想要做国王啦。
And that the mother of the king wanted to become the ruler.
啊，所以啊，那时候的王室啊，皇室是非常残酷的。
Very cruel. At the time, they were very cruel.
啊，所以你要做王，你就要把所有能够继承王位的人全部杀掉。
So if you wanted to be king, you gotta kill all your competitors.
啊，所以这个亚他利亚这个啊，他就起来呀、啊，要把所有 王的国王的直系的孩子全部杀光。
And because of this, the Athaliah, the mother of the king, wanted to destroy all the loyal families.
而在这里说啊，在众多被杀的王子当中啊，只有一位啊逃出来了。
And among all those king's sons who were about to be killed, only a few escaped.
啊，就有一个叫做约阿斯的王子啊被救出来。
And one of them was Joash.
啊，这个约啊，这个是救他出来的呢，是这个啊，是这个啊，约示巴哈，他这里说是约兰王的女儿。
And the person that saved the king Joash was.Her name was Jehoshabeth.
啊，在最后面说，这是祭司耶和耶大的妻呀。
And she was the wife of the priest Jehoshabeth.
啊，所以我们在这里看到这个
Jehoshabeth.
啊，这个耶和耶大第一次啊，在这里出现了。
And this is the first time we heard about the priest Jehoshabeth.
啊，他是祭司啊，在神殿里服侍神的。
And Jehoshabeth is the priest who served in the temple.
啊，但在这个时候呢，他却把这个唯一的血脉啊，这个唯一的王子把他藏起来了。
And at this time, this priest hid the only child of the king that was left.
啊，并且一藏就藏了六年哦。
And when he hid this young king, he hid him for 6 years.
那这个耶和耶大要在这个时候做这个决定，并不是容易的。
And at this period of time for The priest Jehoiada to make this decision.
啊，这里说亚他利亚篡了国位。
And over here, you see that the Athaliah, the mother of the king, wanted the power.
哦，所以这个亚他利亚现在在这个国中啊，才是真正有势力的人呐。
So at the time, Athaliah actually had the authority at this period.
啊，但是啊，这个祭司却必须啊，要冒着危险啊，把这个小王子藏起来。
So for the priest to save this young king, yet he has to risk his life.
所以我们在这里看到这个祭司耶和耶大的勇气哦。
So we could see that Jehoiada was brave.
啊，什么是勇气啊
？So what is bravery?
啊，有时候我们觉得勇气啊，哇，就是这时候跳出来啊，啊，然后就啊拿刀拿枪的跟这个亚他利亚打一仗啊。
We might think that to be brave is to take out your knives and spears and to fight against the queen.
啊，但是这个祭司耶和耶大的勇气却不一样。
But his bravery was different.
啊，耶和耶大的勇气在于冒险藏了这个王子六年。
And Jehoiada was brave because he was willing to hide King Joash for 6 years.
因为在耶和耶大的眼中啊，这个是正确应该要做的事情。
Because in his eyes, that was the right thing to do at the moment.
啊，有时候我们啊，人生当中有看到很多事情。
In our lives, we might see many things.
啊，有很多事情我们知道是不对的。
And among these things, we know a lot of them are wrong.
啊，但是啊，我们有时候却不愿意去讲。
But many times we're unwilling to say anything.
我们不愿意去做。
And we're unwilling to do anything.
那因为可能会得罪人。
Because if we do it, we might have conflict, get into conflict.
所以我们今天要问问自己啊。
So we need to ask ourselves.
啊，如果我们今天是耶和耶大。
So today, if we were Jehoiada,
你举目望去啊，这个国家已经被占领了。
And when you know that the kingdom is controlled by Athaliah,
那如果是我们，我们会怎么做
？And if you were the priest, what would you do？
那最容易的方法就是把这个小王子交出来啊。
The easiest way to get out is just to hand over Joash.
那说不定还能够得到亚他利亚的一点奖赏。
Maybe if you hang over this young king, you might even be rewarded.
而不用这样躲躲藏藏的冒生命危险。
And that so that you don't have to hide him for the rest of your life.
啊，但是一个人的勇气啊，常常是在这个时候才看得出来的。
But many times, once a person's bravery is revealed at this moment.
啊，有时候啊，有的人喊得很大声。
Sometimes people might scream very loud.
哦，看起来很有勇气。
It seems as if they are very brave.
啊，但是常常是在这个患难啊、危险当中，才能够真正看出一个人的本质、一个人的本心呐。
But reality is often in tribulations and trials that you can see one's true bravery.
那我们的信仰也是这样哦。
Our faith is very similar.
我们在圣经当中看到很多的例子。
We see many examples from the Bible.
啊，他们平常可能说的话不多。
There are many characters in the Bible who don't talk a lot.
啊，虽然他们表现没有非常的抢眼。
And their actions are not very courageous.
啊，虽然看起来没有得到很多人的掌声。
It seems as if nobody ever praised them.
啊，但是在这个危险患难当中。
But in the midst of danger,
啊，反而能够真正看到他们坚持信仰的原则。
You could see that they keep the truth to the end.
我们来看一下但以理书的第三章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 3.
但以理书第三章。
Daniel chapter 3.
但以理书第三章。
Daniel chapter 3.
第一节。
Daniel chapter 3 verse 1.
但以理书的第三章的第一节。
Daniel chapter 3 verse 1.
这里说尼布甲尼撒王造了一个金像，高六十轴，宽六轴，在巴比伦省杜拉平原。第二节。
Verse 2.
尼布甲尼撒王差人将总督、钦差、巡抚、聂司、凡司、谋士、法官和各省的官员都招了来，为尼布甲尼撒王所立的像行开光之礼。第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节，那时传令的大声呼叫说：“各方各国各族的民啊，有令传给你们。”第五节。
Verse 5.
你们一听见角笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器的声音，就当俯伏敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。第六节。
Verse 6.
凡不俯伏敬拜的，必立时扔在烈火的窑中啊！我们再看一下第八节啊。
Verse 8.
第八节，有几个加勒底人前来控告犹大人，对尼布甲尼撒王说：“愿王万岁啊！”我们再看第十二节哦。
Verse 12.
现在有几个犹大人，就是王所派管理巴比伦省事务的沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥王啊，这些人不理你，不侍奉你的神，也不拜你的金像。好，那这个是我们所熟悉的一段记载。
You know, here is a very familiar passage.
在但以理书当中啊，但以理有三个朋友。
In the book of Daniel, Daniel has three friends.
这个平常啊，这但以理书啊，不太讲到这他三个朋友啊。
But in the book of Daniel, rarely mentions these three friends.
通常都在讲但以理这个人。
And most of the book covers talks about Daniel.
但是第三章啊，就是纯粹在讲他的朋友。
But chapter 3 is all about his three friends.
看到他在这里说啊，这个国王造了一个金像。
And over here, the king made an image.
并且要所有的人都要跪拜这个金像。
And he wants everyone to worship this golden image.
但是在这时候啊，这个但以理的三个朋友却拒绝了这件事情。
But at this time, Daniel's three friends refused to bow down.
这时候国王就非常生气了。
And the king was very angry.
他说啊，你怎么可以不听我的话呢？
And he said that how can you disobey me?
我要把你丢到火里面去，把你烧死。
That I will cast you into the furnace.
这时候国王就对他们讲啊。
So the king said to them.
我再给你一个机会啊。
I'll give you one more opportunity.
你如果这一次听话，那我就算了放过你啦。
But that if you obey this time, I'll let you go.
你不听话，我一定要把你烧死。
But that if you disobey me again, then I'll burn you.
我们看一下第十五节。
Turn to verse 15.
但以理书的第三章第十五节。
Daniel chapter 3 verse 15.
你们在听见角笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器的声音，若俯伏敬拜我所造的金像，却还可以；若不敬拜，必立时扔在烈火的窑中。有什么神可以救你们脱离我的手呢？十六节。
Verse 16.
沙德拉、弥沙、亚伯尼哥对王说：“尼布甲尼撒，这件事我们不用回答你。”十七节。
Verse 17.
即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。十八节。
Verse 18.
即或不然，王啊，你也当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。这个是这三个人对国王的回应啊。
And this is the answer of the three friends towards the king.
他说啊，就算你把我们丢到火窑当中啊。
That even if you cast me into the furnace.
这个神一定会救我们的。
The God will deliver us.
就算神不救我们。
That even if God doesn't deliver us.
我们还是不拜这个金像啊。
We'll still we refuse to worship your idol.
我们有时候看到啊，一个人的勇气什么时候才会出现？
And sometimes, when do we see the season one's true bravery?
就是在这个患难当中啊，在考验当中，才看到一个人真实的信仰。
It's in the midst of tribulations and trials.
有时候生活平安的时候啊，大家都是感谢主。
And sometimes when we live a very peaceful life, we all thank God.
哇，神的恩典。
And that God's grace.
哦，大家看起来信仰都很好。
It seems as if we all have very good faith.
那为什么神在我们的人生当中让我们遇到一些苦难？
So why did God give us some tribulations?
为什么神在当中让我们生命当中让我们遇到一些病痛？
And why did God let us experience some illness?
为什么神容许让我们生命当中有出现一些意外？
And why is it sometimes we meet with misfortunes?
那有时候我们不懂啊。
And sometimes we don't understand.
我们觉得很奇怪。
We think that this is very strange.
那怎么信耶稣信到生活有意外？
And why is that when we believe in God we have all these misfortunes?
信耶稣信到身体有病痛。
And why is that we believe in God and we still have these illnesses?
信耶稣信到生活有困难。
And why is that we believe in God and we still have so much tribulation?
为什么会这样子？
Why do all these things happen?
因为常常是借着人生当中这种不平顺的生活。让我们看清楚自己是谁。
Because a lot of times, due to these tribulations that we see ourselves.
好，有时候啊，如果没有经历这些啊
，If we haven't experienced any of these.
有时候你左看右看，比来比去，你发觉自己不错啊。
You think that you're pretty good.
我来教会。
And I come to church.
我读圣经。
And I read the Bible.
我也祷告。
And I pray.
我还做圣工。
And I do holy work.
你看我。
If you look at me.
我比他好多了。
I'm better than the other person.
所以有时候我们这样比较之下，会觉得自己不错啊。
And sometimes when we compare ourselves to others, we think that we are pretty good.
觉得哎，我的信仰其实蛮好的。
We think that our faith is pretty strong.
还会去安慰别人。
That we could comfort others.
你要靠神。
That you need to rely on God.
你要祷告。
That you need to pray.
不要看医生了，祷告。
That don't you don't need to rely on doctors, just pray and fast.
到有一天你生病了
，and until one day you're sick yourself.
那躺在病床上，突然想起很多事情来。
That you're lying in your bed, you're thinking about so much stuff.
哇，爬不起来，没有办法祷告。
That you couldn't get up to pray.
心里很害怕，很赶快找医生。
And that you're very scared, and that you're always looking for a doctor.
那个时候你才能够看清楚你自己的本心。
Only in such a situation could you truly see yourself.
那时候你才能够看到自己的信仰。
And only in this type of condition could you see your own
faith. 所以一个患难啊，能够让我们看清楚自己。
So in midst of tribulation, we could truly see our own characters.
所以平常平顺的时候说哈利路亚，感谢主很容易啊。
And when our life is very smooth, it's easy for us to say hallelujah, thank the Lord.
但是患难当中才看清楚我们的信仰。
In the midst of tribulation, we could truly see what the condition of our faith is.
在真耶稣教会早期啊，在中国大陆的时候哦。
In the early history of True Jesus Church in China.
我们当初一开始啊，被逼迫的非常严重哦。
In the beginning, we were persecuted greatly.
不管是在在台湾、在日本占据的时候。
Well, whether it's in Taiwan or when it's still under control of Japan.
或者是在大陆经过文化大革命的那一段时间。
Or during the Cultural Revolution in China.
那个时候啊，很多信徒被逼迫啊。
During that period of time, a lot of believers were being persecuted.
可是在这个患难当中，我们就看到一个很特殊的现象。
But amidst of these tribulations, we see a very unique experience.
有时候啊，那个喊得很大声的。
Those who scream very loud.
哇，叫大家要有信心，要勇敢，要靠神的。
Those who tell others to have faith and to be brave and to rely on God.
在患难当中却是先带头放弃信仰的。
And then in the midst of tribulation, they're the first to give up the faith.
反而是有些平常安安静静的信徒。
That sometimes those believers who are very quiet.
没有被人注意到的。
That nobody seems to recognize.
却在这种火炼当中看到那个真正纯正的信仰。
That when they're trained in this furnace, that you could see that the true faith.
到死不改变的信仰。
And that they keep their faith till the death.
所以信仰信神不是用嘴巴讲的。
So we don't worship God with our mouth.
而是在考验当中能够看清楚我们信仰的本质。
And it's only in the midst of trials we could truly see our own faith.
所以耶和耶大在患难当中看出他的勇气。
So for priest Jehoiada, we could truly see his faith.
在危险当中看出他的信仰来。
That in midst of danger we could see how strong is his faith.
所以我们今天如果身在患难之中。
So today if we're in the midst of tribulations.
我们要求主耶稣帮助我们。
We need to ask God to help us.
不只求主耶稣帮助我们脱离患难。
Not only to ask God to help us to protect us through our tribulations.
更要求主耶稣让我们看清楚自己。
We also need to ask the Lord to help us see ourselves.
有时候你看清楚你会吓一跳。
Then when you truly see yourself, sometimes you are very shocked.
原来这才是我真实的自己，这才是我真正的我。
And you realize who you really are.
有时候经过这样的患难以后哦。
And that after going through such tribulations.
有时候我们讲话会小声很多啊。
And when we talk, we'll change our tone.
曾经教会里有一个负责人哦。
Before there was a board member.
不是这里啊，不是皇后教会，我从来不讲皇后教会啊，不是皇后教会啊。
That he's not from Queen's Church. I never talk about a board member from Queen's Church.
不能讲皇后教会，太危险了。
And we cannot talk about Queen's Church. It's
我们都讲别人啊。
So we talk about others.
所以啊，有一次有一个负责人哦。
So once there was this board member.
哇，生意很哦，生意做得很成功啊。
That his business was very successful.
非常有钱。
He was very wealthy.
是那种那公司开得很大啊。
That his company was very big.
哇，所以在教会讲话都很大声啊。
When he talks in church, his voice is very loud.
一个不合他的意啊，拍桌子啊。
If you disagree with him, he'll slam on the table.
如果其他负责人不同意他的意见，他就很生气啊。
And if other board members don't agree with him, he gets very angry.
跟其他人讲，我是专业人士哎。
He tells other people that I'm a professional businessman.
我是，你看我公司开多大。
Don't you see how big, how successful is my company?
你看我事业多成功。
Don't you see how successful my company?
你看神与我同在啊。
Can't you see that God is with me?
所以啊，教会这种啊，哎呀，才管几个人而已啊，我教你们怎么做啊。
So now in church, this is a piece of cake for me.
所以他都要拿那个他管公司的方法来管教会哦。
So he used a method of taking care of a company to take care of a church.
奇怪啦，怎么突然有一天啊，突然啊，在教会里都不讲话了啊。
Then all of a sudden, one day he comes to church and he's very quiet.
也没有什么意见啊。
And he doesn't have any more suggestions.
别人讲话他也不拍桌子啦。
And whenever other people talk, he doesn't slam on the table anymore.
怎么突然变这么谦虚啊？
They wonder why is he so humbled?
为什么啊？公司快破产了啦。
Why is that? The reason is because the company is about to collapse.
投资失败哈，结果公司财务出现危机，快倒啦。
And his investments failed him because of this company was about to go bankrupt.
这个时候突然头就低得很低啊。
And all of a sudden he became very humble.
这时候他就突然想了很多啦。
And at this period of time he thought a lot. He a lot went through.
这时候他突然认识到一件事情啦。
And all of a sudden he realized one thing.
主若不愿意啊，你多厉害。
If God is not willing, no matter how strong you are.
主若不给你机会，看你多会赚。
If God doesn't give you opportunities, no matter how good you are,
主要让你的公司倒，看你多会管理。
And if God wants you to make your company collapse, I will see how strong you are.
虽然到最后啊，后来他的公司啊度过危机又站起来了。
At the end, his company was able to rise up again.
所以结果他公司稳定了。
And his company became more stable.
这次啊，他来教会啊，就变得谦虚，不再随便拍桌子了。
And then when he comes to church again, he becomes more humble and he doesn't slam on the table anymore.
公司出现危机。
And when his company is met with tribulations.
这个是坏事还是好事？
So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
在世界上的人眼里啊，这个是哎呀坏事啊。
In the eyes of non-believers, this is a misfortune.
你怎么会信耶稣信到公司倒闭啊？
And why is that you believe in God and your company is falling apart?
信耶稣信到没有工作啊。
And that you believe in God and losing your job.
信耶稣信到身体不好啊。
And you believe in God and your health is failing you.
但是我们知道啊。
But we know this.
因为我们走过这个火炼的试验之后
哦。After going through the furnace.
我们就能够看得清楚。
And that we can see ourselves more clearly.
想得明白。
And we think more clearly.
并且能够在神面前谦卑自己啊。
And then.And that we can humble ourselves in God.
所以苦难是对我们有益处的。
So suffering is important to us.
我们来看一下约伯记啊。
Let's turn to Job.
约伯记。
The book of Job.
约伯记的第二十三章。
Job chapter 23.
约伯记二十三章的第八节。
Job chapter 23 verse 8.
约伯记的第二十三章的第八节。
Job chapter 23 verse 8。
第八节，只是我往前行，他不在那里；往后退，也不能见他。第九节。
Verse 9。
他在左边行事，我却不能看见；在右边隐藏，我也不能见他。这个是约伯啊，遭遇患难时候的感觉。
And this is the feeling of Job when he was in his tribulation.
他感觉啊，这个人生茫茫啊，不知道该如何是好。
He doesn't know what to do with his life.
他人生当中找不到神。
That he couldn't find God.
看不到前途。
And that he couldn't see any financial success.
往前途哈 ，future.
His future.
往前行没有看到神。
That he tried to go forward, but he does not see that.
往后退好像还是没有神。
He goes backward, we cannot perceive him.
左边右边, 啊, 到底该怎么办才好呢?
On his left and his right, he cannot, he doesn't know what to do.
哦, 所以约伯过了一个蛮悲, 那时候过得很惨的人生啊。
So at that time, he was very pitiful.
更惨的是啊, 在这个患难当中, 他不知道为什么要受这个患难。
And during his suffering, he couldn't understand why is he being punished.
啊，在这个患难当中， 看不到神， 找不到神啊。
And in his suffering, he couldn't see God.
啊，但是在第十节，
But in verse 10,
啊，第十节说， 然而他知道我所行的路， 他试炼我之后啊， 我必如金金啊。
Verse 10, but he knows the way that I take. When he tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
所以约伯说， 虽然我看不见啊，
Even though he does not see.
虽然我不知道，
Even though he doesn't understand.
但是有一件事情我确定的，
But he knows one thing for definitely.
我看不见啊， 但是神绝对在这里。
But even though I don't see God, but he definitely is here.
虽然我不知道啊， 但是啊， 神啊， 绝对， 神啊， 绝对知道。
Even though I might not understand, but God definitely understands.
因为神不会犯错。
Because God does not make mistakes.
所以约伯说啊， 在这个试炼之后啊， 我必如金金啊。
He knows that through this training that he'll become forth as gold.
所以约伯真的在试炼之后， 他的信仰进步了。
And truly, after this training, his faith improved.
得到神的赞赏啊， 得到神的， 得到神的， 奖励啊。
And after the training, God rewarded him.
所以我们如果今天身处患难之中，
But today, if we're in the midst of tribulations,
好像往前走， 神不在那， 往后退也看不到神。
It seems as if we go forward, we do not see him. If we look backwards, we don't see him.
苦难当中不断的呼求却没有回应。
Then in the midst of tribulation, we keep on asking God for help, but there is no answer.
不要忘了这里说， 神知道我所行的路啊。
Let us not forget that God understands everything.
这一条路啊， 虽然不好走， 但是神知道啊。
Even though this way is difficult, but God understands.
而且神要跟我们一起走。
And that God will walk with us.
那在这样的试炼之后，
And that through this midst of all these trainings,
啊， 我们就能够像金金一般。
That will become like gold.
使我们能够得到神的奖赏。
So that we could eventually be rewarded by God.
我们看回来历代志下的第23章。
That's the 2 Chronicles chapter 23.
历代志下的第23章。
2 Chronicles chapter 23.
第1节。
Verse 1.
历代志下的23章第1节。
2 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 1.
第1节，第7年，耶和耶大奋勇自强。 将百夫长耶罗汉的儿子亚撒利亚、约翰南的儿子以实玛利、俄贝德的儿子亚撒利亚、亚大雅的儿子马西亚、西基利的儿子以利沙法招来，与他们立约。第2节。他们走遍犹大，从犹大各城里招聚立位人和以色列的众族长到耶路撒冷来。第3节。 会众在神殿里与王立约。耶和耶大说：“看哪，王的儿子必当作王，正如神指着大卫子孙所应许的。”我们看第8节。第8节，利未人和众犹大众人就照着祭司耶和耶大一切所吩咐的去行，各带所管安息日进班出班的人。 因为祭司耶和耶大不许他们下班。第9节，祭司耶和耶大将神殿所藏大卫王的枪盾牌挡牌交给百夫长。第10节，又分派众民首领各拿兵器，在坛和殿那里，从殿右直到殿左，站在王子的四周。这个第7年，这个小国王7岁了。
And on the 7th year, the king was 7 years old.
这个约和约大决定啊，要该帮这个国小王子啊夺回他的王位了。
And Jehoiada thought that this is the right time for the king to regain his throne.
但是不要忘记啊，亚他利亚已经控制这个国家7年了。
But let's not forget that Athaliah has controlled the kingdom.
所以比起来啊，这个亚他利亚的力量啊，势力比较庞大啊。
So compared to Athaliah, she was a lot stronger.
所以啊，这个耶和耶大就暗中开始找人来帮助了。
So Jehoiada. Quietly, he was looking for people to help him.
他找了好几个军官，好几个百夫长来与他们立约。
So he found these couple of commanders of hundreds.
所以耶和约大他没有自己呀， 想要靠自己的能力啊来完成这项的工作。
So Jehoiada does not rely on his own strength.
不管你多厉害
，No matter how strong you are，
不管你能力多强
，No matter how talented you are，
而这个工作都不是我们一个人可以完成的。
And that this job cannot be completed with single-handedly.
圣经从旧约到新约。
From the New Testament to the, from the Old Testament,
圣经一直在给我们一个观念。
The Bible always gives us one teaching.
就是这场战争啊，是团体的战争。
That this battle is a battle of the, of you, other, of a unity.
不管是旧约啊，那个战场上的征战。
It doesn't matter in the Old Testament with the, when, in the battlefield.
他们一定是找一群人，大家一起上啊。
They always find a group of people and they fight together.
或者是新约里面传福音的属灵战争。
Or whether the spiritual battle in the New Testament or preaching the gospel.
一定也有属灵的同伴一起打仗啊。
They all have spiritual companions that they fought to.
所以圣经里面一直要告诉我们一个观念。
So the Bible gave us this mentality.
就是这场战争不是我们一个人可以得胜的。
And that we're not fighting a one-man war.
所以如果我们啊，什么事情都喜欢一个人来。
Now when we do, if we like to do everything by ourselves.
在信仰的路上，我们不需要觉得自己不需要别人。
Now we think that in the path of salvation, we don't need any help.
在圣工当中，我们没有办法跟别人同工。
That in holy work, we cannot work with others.
只有我自己，就是我自己。
And that we do everything by ourselves.
来教会独来独往，不跟任何人有交道打交道。
That we come to church, we don't have any contact with other members.
做圣工总是一个人来做啊，不要任何人的帮助。
That whenever we do holy work, we'd rather do it ourselves without anyone's help.
看起来好像很厉害。
It seems as if we're very strong.
但是其实是很危险。
But actually, it's very dangerous.
看起来好像你很坚强。
It seems as if you're very strong.
其实这是你最软弱的时候。
But this is actually your weakest point.
看起来好像你很孤单啊，好像只有我一个人在为教会在努力，好像很孤单。
Seems as if you're very lonely and you're the only one that's fervent for the church doing the holy work.
其实是你自己本身很骄傲。
But in reality, it's actually you're being very proud of yourself.
那个不叫孤单，那个不叫说啊，主啊，只有我一人啊，只有我一个热心啊。
And that is not being lonely. It's not saying to God that I'm the only one.
其实那个叫做内心世界非常骄傲啊。
And that is actually you're just being very proud of yourself.
所以圣经上面有一个例子啊，要给我们大家做一个警告哦。
So in the Bible, there's an example as a there's an example for us.
我们来看一下列王记上哦。
First Kings.
列王记上第十九章哦。
First Kings chapter 19.
第十啊，《列王记上》第十九章。
First Kings chapter 19。《
列王记上》的第十九章的第十节。
First Kings chapter 19 verse 10。
《列王记上》的十九章第十节。
First Kings chapter 19 verse 10。
他说：“我为神啊，万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃你的约，毁坏你的坛，用刀杀你的先知。”只剩我一人呐、他们还要寻索我命啊！第十一节，
Verse 11,
神说：“你出来站在山上，在我面前。”那时神从那里经过。我们再看一下第十三节哦。
Verse
13, 十三节，以利亚听见，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口，有声音对他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”十四节。
Verse 14.
他说：“我为主万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃你的约，毁坏你的坛，用刀杀你的先知，只剩我一人呐、他们还要寻索我的命啊、他这个是啊，这个以利亚先知的一个感慨啊。
And this was 感慨。
一个感觉。
And this is one of this how prophet Elijah feel at the time.
这个以利亚先知说：“你看，只有我一人，只有我一人。
”And Elijah.Said that, look at me, I'm the only one that's fervent.
你看，大家都是坏人。
That everyone else are all bad people.
大家都不拜神啊。
That they don't worship you anymore.
只有我热心。
That I'm only one that's jealous for you.
只有我在做圣工。
That only one that's doing holy work.
只有我拜神。
That only I worship God.
其他人啊，都变坏啦。
That everyone else has become bad.
这是有时候，这是我们可能是我们的想法。
And this might be a thing we might be thinking this.
有时候我们会觉得自己好孤单啊。
And we feel we're very lonely.
放眼望去，教会里大家都堕落啦。
And we see everyone in church as failures.
大家都去追求世界啦。
And that they're all pursuing the world.
哦，只有我啊，只有主啊，主啊，只有我啊，我热心啊。
The Lord, Lord, only I'm the only one that's fervent for you.
看起来好像在为教会祷告。
It seems as if you're praying for the church.
其实是内心世界非常骄傲。
But in reality, you're just being very proud.
你看神怎么对以利亚说？
And what did God said to Elijah?
我们看列王记上的第十九章啊。
Since First Kings chapter 19.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
列王记上的第十九章的第十八节。
First Kings chapter 19, verse 18.
但我，神说的哈，但我在以色列中为自己留下七千人呐、啊，是未曾向巴利屈膝，不曾与巴利亲嘴的哈。那这个是神对以利亚的回答。
And verse 18 was God's answer towards Elijah.
以利亚说：“只有我，只有我，你看，只有我一人。”
And Elijah said, "Look at me. I'm the only one. I'm the only one that's fervent for you."
神跟你讲啊，哎呦，告诉你啦，还有七千人呐、啊。
And God responded and told him that I still have 7,000 that worship me.
如果你是以利亚，那时候你怎么感觉啊
？And if you're Elijah, what would you think?
好像一巴掌这样打在脸上啊。
It seems as if you're being smacked across the face.
还有七千人呐、啊。
That there are 7,000 more in Israel.
加你啊，加你啊，七千零一人呐、啊。
That with you, the 7,001 person.
有什么好骄傲的
？So why are you being so proud?
有什么好自己在那里呀、啊？讲得很大声。
So what gives you the reason to be so noisy?
哦，所以我们今天啊，如果觉得真耶稣教会只剩我一人呐、啊、
，So today in Queens and TJC, if you think you're the only one,
只有我热心，只有我拜神，只有我做圣工，只有我知道，只有我会努力。
And if you think you're the only one that's fervent, the only one that's very diligent for the Lord.
啊，要小心啊！这一巴掌可能就打到我们脸上来了。
We should be careful because God might smack us across the face like.
神就要让你看到还有七千人。
And God may will let you see that there's 7,000 more who are fervent.
而且这七千人可能都比你热心。
And maybe these 7,000 Israelites are more fervent than you.
哦，所以啊，我们今天啊，做圣工啊，不要一直想要单打独斗啊。
So when we do holy work, we shouldn't do everything by ourselves.
哦，不要做得很悲情啊，好像哇，很可怜啊，只有我一人啊。
We shouldn't do holy work to a point we feel very pitiful for ourselves.
哦，耶和耶大，奋勇自强啊，找大家来帮忙啊。
Now you should learn from Jehoiada the way he asks other commanders to help him out.
哦，与众族长立约。
And that he made a covenant with other leaders.
那、啊、接下来呢，耶和耶大就开始安排啦。
And then from there, Jehoiada started planning.
哦，他不是啊，哇，这个把大家找来，哇，把大家找来就哦，这个是王子，这个是王子啊，不是的。
And Jehoiada didn't just gather all these commanders and just proclaim this is the king.
啊，这个他找的人都是有特殊啊，有特殊找的人哦。
And all these people that he asked for help are all very special.
哦，都是那个死掉的老国王啊所信赖的人啊，忠臣啊。
And all these commanders that he hired are actually very loyal servants.
啊，并且他在安排当中啊，特别有安排人来保护这个王子啊。
And while he was preparing for this event, he actually prepared people to protect the king.
哦，所以耶和耶大做事不但有勇气
，Not only is Jehoiada brave,
那很有脑子啊。
He is also very smart.
做事是有计划、有智慧的。
And then whenever he does anything, he plans everything out very well.
我们今天在教会里做圣工最怕什么？
So when we do holy work, what's one thing we're afraid of the most?
我们在引领教会，我们最怕的是什么
？And when we're leading the church, what's one thing we're most afraid of?
我们最怕就是信徒不热心呐、啊。
One thing that we're afraid of is that members aren't fervent.
我们觉得说，只要啊信徒热心祷告做圣工啊，这样教会就会兴旺。
We think to ourselves that if the members are fervent and doing holy work, then in their prayer, that's great.
哦，所以我们怕信徒不热心。
So if we're very afraid if the members aren't fervent.
啊，但是有时候我们更怕一件事情啊。
But sometimes we're even more afraid of this one thing.
我更怕什么
？What are we afraid of even more?
我们怕信徒太热心。
And we're afraid that some members may be too fervent.
啊，什么叫做太热心
？What does it mean to be too fervent?
有的时候啊，太热心呐、啊，会变成狂热啊。狂热就是叫做什么？就是 overzealous。
And sometimes when we too fervent, we become too overly zealous.
哦，就像那个中东那个哇那个。背着炸弹，哇啪啪啪啪啪，哦嘣，就把自己炸掉了这样子。
Just like those terrorists in the Middle East that will strap bombs to themselves and blow themselves up.
你说他热不热心？
And so would you consider these people very fervent?
他比我们每个人都热心啊。
These terrorists are actually more fervent than all of us.
可是你说他的行为对不对？
But are his deeds correct?
当然行为当然不对啦。
Of course his actions are wrong.
所以我们希望信徒热心。
So we hope that all members are very fervent.
但是这个热心必须要有知识啊，要有真知识啊。
But all these fervenness, we need to come with a depth of not. I need to have knowledge.
所以你们千万不要今天聚会完以后哦，今天聚会完之后哦。
So I hope that after this service.
你们千万不要说传道叫我们不要热心啊。
That don't say that the pastor told us not to be fervent.
要热心。
It's important to be fervent.
但是热心要有知识。
But we need to be fervent with knowledge.
热心要有智慧。
That we need to have wisdom.
这样的热心对教会才有帮助啊。
Only this type of fervenness is beneficial towards the church.
你说保罗，那个保罗信主之前热不热心？
So is Paul fervent before he believed?
保罗信耶稣之前非常热心啊。
Before he believed in Christ, he's actually very fervent.
他怎么样热心？
So how is he fervent?
杀基督徒。
That he killed Christians.
杀基督徒很热心啊，杀基督徒啊。
And he was very fervently killing Christians.
所以他的热心的结果是什么？
So what is the result of his hard work?
神说啊，你为什么你为什么逼迫我？主耶稣对他讲，保罗，你为什么逼迫我啊？
Even though he worked so hard for God, God told him that Paul, why are you persecuting me?
所以如果我们热心却没有脑筋啊，没有知识啊。
So if we're very fervent, but we don't have any knowledge and wisdom.
你可以想象你热心为主做工做了一辈子哦。
Can you imagine yourself doing holy work fervently for the rest of your life?
你终于快死了哦。
That you're about to retire.
快死了哦。
You're about to die.
躺在床上啊，主啊，我要来见你啦。
And then you're lying on your deathbed, you're telling God that, Lord, I'm ready to see you.
哇，主啊，我为你热心了一辈子啊。
That I work hard for you all of my life.
结果你最后听到了一句话。
And at the end, you heard this phrase.
保罗，你为什么逼迫我啊？
Paul, why are you persecuting me?
如果你人生最后一句话是说，主耶稣问你说，你为什么逼迫我？
If God told you right before you die, that why are you persecuting me?
哇，这个叫做死不瞑目啊。
That you
die with regret.
That you die with regrets.
有时候我们真的啊，热心是好。
That's very good to be fervent.
但是热心要求主耶稣给我们智慧。
That when we're fervent, we need to ask God to give us wisdom.
不要像保罗。
That we shouldn't be like Paul.
热心啊，去杀基督徒。
That we're fervently killing Christians.
不要像犹太人。
That we shouldn't be like the Jews.
热心就把耶稣钉到十字架上去了。
And that they're so fervent at the end they crucify Christ.
所以我们要求主耶稣给我们智慧。
So we need to ask God to give us wisdom.
就像这个耶和耶大一样啊，
like,
做事有智慧啊，能够知道怎么样做才是最好的。
We should learn from Jehoiadab to do things with wisdom to know what is the best.
教会里面有很多工作。
In church, there are many holy works.
教会里面可能有一些问题。
In church, there might be some conflicts.
教会这个人的团体当中可能会有一些不同意见的不同。
And amidst all these different members, we may have some different suggestions.
这个是很正常的。
And this is very normal.
神让我们在这个大团体当中，各式各样的人都有。
In this big family, we have all type of different people, all type of Christians.
不同的文化，不同背景，不同语言，不同观念。
And we come from different environments, and we all speak different languages, and they have different mentalities.
但是神把我们放在一起是有目的、有原因的。
That God put all of us here together, that He has a purpose for us.
就是让我们在彼此的不同当中啊，能够彼此的学习呀。
In the midst of all our differences, we can all learn from each other.
我在想象说我们大家通通都一样。
Imagine for all the same.
我想什么，你们通通都大家都一样啊。
Then we're all the same. Then whatever I think of you, you have the same thoughts.
有时候问题就很大了。
And this is actually a very major drawback.
有时候我们那个年轻人在问你请问一下你以后想要娶什么样，嫁给什么样的人啊？
And sometimes we ask the youth, what kind of spouse are you looking for?
常跟我讲说跟我个性一样。
And their reply is, I want to marry someone who are similar to me.
个性一样，观念一样，喜好一样。
That with the same mentality, same desires.
这样就不会吵架啦。
And this way, we won't have any fights.
这样子好像是对啦。
This it seems as if this is correct.
好像都不会吵架。
It seems as if they're not gonna fight.
但是两个人的盲点blind spot， 两个人的盲点也一模一样。
But at the same time, the blind spot is the same.
所以两个人要是都只有 两个人要是走路都看右边啊。
So if two people walking together, they only see what's on the one on the right.
啊，结果左边有个洞。
And then on the left, there's a hole.
啊，结果两个都看右边，走，两个一起掉下去。
And they're both looking at the right, and they walk, they fall into that hole.
这个就叫做盲点啊。
And this is called a blind spot.
人生的道路上，左边右边都可能有洞啊。
And then in our life, we may have holes on both sides.
你如果要找那个跟你一模一样的人一起做圣工。
If you find someone who's very similar to you doing holy to do holy,
你如果要找那个跟你一模一样的人，你才要嫁给他，才要娶他。
If you marry someone who's exactly like you,
哇，两个人就可能一直掉到洞里去了。
Maybe both of you will fall into the same hole.
一个看左边，一个看右边。
If one of you looks at the right and one towards the left,
啊，就能够走在中间。
You can walk in the middle.
哦，所以有时候啊，意见不同，观念不同是好的。
And sometimes if we have differences, that's very helpful.
因为会帮助我们、啊、能够看得更广，看得更清楚。
Because it'll help us see more.See things more completely.
所以我们呢、啊、要能够啊，能够愿意接纳别人的意见。
So we need to be able to accept others' suggestions.
啊，能够有智慧来处理教会的圣工。
That we need to resolve church conflicts with wisdom.
啊，我们看回来，历代志下哦。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
历代志下的第二十三章。
Second Chronicles chapter 23.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
历代志下的第二十三章的第十一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 23 verse 11。
啊，十一节，于是领王子出来，给他戴上冠冕，将律法书交给他，立他做王。耶和耶大和众子高他，众人说：愿王万岁！哈、哦，那、啊、结果呢？到第七年呐、啊，啊，他们把这个国王带小国王带出来了。
And on the seventh year, they brought out this young king.
哦，在这里啊，给这个小国王加冕成王啊，给他戴皇冠啊。
And they crowned him.
那我就在想说啊，这个时候耶和耶大跟他的小孩不知道在想什么、哦。
Sometimes we might not know what's going on the minds of Jehoiada.
那我在想说啊，如果是在发生在中国、哦。
And I thought to myself, this was happening in China.
啊，这个小王子啊，啊，可能啊，啊，就早就被耶和耶大杀掉了。
That this was happening in China, that the king maybe have been killed by Jehoiada.
啊，耶和耶大可能自己就做王啦。
Maybe Jehoiada will crown himself king.
或者是耶和耶大不好意思嘛，祭司嘛，啊，把自己的小孩啊立一个来做王啊。
And maybe Jehoiada could have crowned his own sons as kings.
啊，或者来一个调包啊。
And maybe we could have a puppet.
哇，把那个小把小王子毒死啊，把自己的小孩装成这个啊这个王子。
Maybe Jehoiada could have poisoned the king and set his own sons and pretend that he was the king.
中国人聪明啊。
The Chinese are very smart.
啊，但是呢、啊，你看那个耶和耶大照顾这个王照顾七年哦。
This Jehoiada took care of the king for 7 years.
在这七年当中啊，这个小国王这个小王子啊，对他没有任何反抗的能力啊。
In these 7 years, this young king has no opportunity to oppose Jehoiada.
但是耶和耶大却尊重这个王的血脉啊、哦。
But Jehoiada respect the lineage of the king.
哦，所以啊，最后啊，仍然立这个小王子当王啊。
And that he crowned his king, did crown him king.
为什么耶和耶大能够这样尊重，能够尊重这个血脉，这个血脉的传承
？And why Jehoiada was able to respect the line of the king?
你看第三节哦。
Look, see verse 3.
历代志下的二十三章第三节。
Second Chronicles chapter 23, verse 3.
啊，这里说会众在神殿与王立约，耶和耶大说：“看哪、啊，王的儿子必当王，正如神指着大卫子孙所应许的诺。”哈，啊，这个是耶和耶大心里面的真正的想法。
And this is the true thoughts of Jehoiada in his heart.
他说啊。这个小王子他一定要当王啊！
你 doctrine says this king had this young son has to be the king.
为什么
？Why is that？
因为这个是神所应许的。
The reason because this is the promise of God.
神说他这个大卫的子孙要当王。
Is God promised that the descendants of David will be king？
所以耶和耶大绝对不敢把他的孩子不敢来抢这个位置啊。
And for this reason, Jehoiada was afraid to set his own son as the king.
因为他尊重神的应许哦。
Because he respect the will of God.
哦，所以我们今天啊在做圣工哦。
So today when we do holy work.
哦，我们要看清楚啊。
And we need to see things more clearly.
我们在做圣工不是为了自己。
You know, we're not doing holy work for ourselves.
哦，不是因为我想做我来做。
It's not because I want to do it, so I'll do it.
啊，我要怎么做就怎么做。
And I'll do whatever in whatever method that I will.
而是要懂得尊重神的旨意呀。
And we need to learn to respect the will of God.
神的旨意是说大卫的儿子要当王。
God's will is that King David's descendant shall be king.
哎，你不能说啊，可是啊，我觉得我的儿子比较聪明啊。
But you couldn't say to yourself, I think my son is wiser.
我觉得我的儿子长得比较帅啊。
I think my son is more handsome.
所以我觉得我的儿子应该要当王。
And for this reason, my son should be king.
那有时候我们在圣工当中哦。
Sometimes doing holy work.
或者在教会里面。
Or maybe in church.
我们可能会有一些自己的想法跟意见。
We might have our own suggestions and thinking.
有意见有想法是没有关系啊。
It's fine to have your own suggestions and your own
ideas. 但是有时候我们的想法跟那个神的旨意不是不符合的。
And sometimes our own thoughts are not according. It's not according to God's will.
或者是与那个圣经的道理是不符合的。
And sometimes our own thoughts are different from the Bible.
啊，这个时候你就不能当王哦。
And this time you cannot be the king.
千万不要说啊，可是我觉得我应该，我想我就要。
You couldn't think that this is what I thought, this is what I want, this is what I will do.
哦，如果你随便坐上那个王位啊，神会击杀，神会修理的。
And if you just crown yourself king, God will kill you.
为什么现在的基督教界这么混乱呢？
And why are the Christianity of the churches are so messy?
因为大家都想当王啊。
Because everyone wants to become king.
圣经当中说，洗礼洗去你的罪。
In the Bible, it's very clearly written that the baptism will wash away your sins.
啊，你说我不要，我不接受。
And some might say, oh, I don't accept this.
我不喜欢。
I don't like it.
我不高兴。
I'm very unhappy with it.
所以我觉得洗礼不能赦罪。
So therefore, baptism cannot wash away sins.
这个叫做什么？
So what do we consider this?
这个就是把小王子杀死，自己做王了。
And if we have this type of thinking, then we're similar to killing this young king Joab.
所以啊，我们不要以自己的旨意啊，自己的想法来代替神的旨意啊。
So we cannot put our wills, put insist on our own wills.
哦，不要用自己的方法来代替神的方法啊。
We shouldn't use our own method to replace God's ways.
哦，要尊重神的计划。
Now we need to respect God's planning.
哦，尊重神的方法。
And respect His methods.
啊，同时要记得自己是谁啊。
And we need to remember who we are.
耶和耶大是谁
？Who is Jehovah?
祭司。
That he's a priest.
他的身份就是祭司。
That his status is a priest.
所以他不是做王的。
So he's not to be king.
因为他尊重自己是祭司。
And because he respected himself as a priest.
所以最后他反而能够被葬到列王的坟墓里面去。
And for this reason, he was able to be buried in the king's tomb.
如果今天忘记自己是谁啊
？Today, if you forget who you are.
可能啊，没有办法被安葬啊。不要讲葬到王墓啊，可能连安葬都没有办法、啊。
So today, if we forget our own who are what our status is, we might not even be buried at all.
哦，所以在《使徒行传》里面呢、啊，出现两个记载哦。
In the book of Acts, there's two incidents.
我们看《使徒行传》第十章啊。
Into Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传的第十章。
Into Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传的第十章的。使徒行传第十章的第二十五节
Acts chapter 10 verse 25.
使徒行传第十章二十五节
Acts chapter 10 verse 25.
彼得一进去，哥尼流就迎接他，俯伏在他脚前拜他。二十六节
Verse 26.
彼得却拉他说：“你起来，我也是人呐。”我们再看第十四章啊。
Let's turn to chapter 14.
十四章第十三节。
Chapter 14, verse
十四章的第十三节。
Chapter 14, verse 13.
有城外宙斯庙的祭司牵着牛，拿着花圈来到门前，要同众人向使徒献祭。十四节。巴拿巴、保罗两个使徒听见，就撕开衣裳，跳到众人中间，喊着说：十五节。
Verse 15.
诸君为什么做这件事呢？我们也是人啊，心情跟你们一样哈。那这两个记载当中都讲到一句话啊。
And in these both of these incidents, it mentions one phrase.
他都说我们也是人呐。
And it says we are also men.
为什么会这样子讲呢
？Why does it have why do they have this phrase？
啊，因为啊，彼得、保罗非常有能力啊。
And that Paul and Peter they have followed the the very talented.
能讲道，能传福音，能行神迹啊。
And they could preach, they could perform miracles, and they.
所以大家就觉得哇，好神奇，好厉害，好伟大。
And people thought that wow, these two men are very great.
哦，所以就有人要拜他。
So they want to worship him.
那这时候他们就说啊，不要啊，我们也是人呐、啊。
And at this moment, they said that no, we are also men.
啊、哦，所以我们今天啊，有神赐给我们很多的恩赐跟能力。
And today, God might bless us with many talents.
我们可能带了很多人来信耶稣。
We may have brought many to believe.
我们可能很有智慧，知道怎么样处理教会的问题。
We may have a lot of wisdom, so we can resolve a lot of church conflicts.
我们可能很有爱心、啊、能够安慰许许多多的信徒。
We may have a lot of love and be able to comfort a lot of members.
啊，所以很多人很觉得很需要我们。
So a lot of members may think that they really need us.
很多人给我们掌声。
That many members may praise us.
甚至有人、啊、要来拜我们。
There might be some members who are willing to worship us.
那、啊、这时候你要小心啊。
At this time, you need to be very careful.
你要说啊，我们也是人呐、啊。
You need to tell yourself that we are also men.
千万不要觉得说，哎呀，我真的不是人呐、
啊。Please don't think that you're not men.
我们也是人。
That we are also men.
只要尽好自己的本分啊，最后神就会奖赏。
As long as you perform, do what is expected of you, God will reward you.
啊，但是当你觉得啊，你已经不再是人了。
But when you think that you are no longer man,
觉得好像我就是神行走在人间呐、啊。
And you think that you are God on earth.
哦，那你说问题就大了、
啊。And at this time, there are a lot of problems.
啊，这个时候你就危险呐、啊。
And at this time, there's a lot of danger.
这个时候神的刑罚可能就要临到了。
And at this moment, God might punish you.
哦，所以我们也是人。
So we are also men.
做人那就尽好本分就好了。
And that for a man, we just have to perform our duties.
耶和耶大做祭司，你把祭司的本分做好就好了。
And Jehovah that was a priest, as long as he do what is required.
千万不要想当王。
And we should never think to become the king.
在真耶稣教会里面，千万不要当王啊！当王很危险的。
That in Queens and True Jesus Church, we shouldn't think to become the king.
啊，在真耶稣教会早期的历史哈，最早的历史当中哦。
In the early history of TJC,
我们有一个很有能力的工人啊。
There was a very gifted worker.
行神迹，医病赶鬼。
And that he performed many miracles, about to cast out a demon.
叫死人复活。
He was able to raise the dead.
哇，这个走到哪里啊，这个教会就一直建立啊。
That wherever he went, the church was kept rising up.
非常非常有能力啊。
That he was very gifted.
啊，但是啊，有时候人能力太大了。
And sometimes when we have too many gifts.
人的掌声太多了。
When too many people praise you.
他就忘记自己是人啦。
And that he forgot that he was man.
啊，所以他就跟教会讲啊。
So he told the church.
我是真耶稣教会的创始者。
And he told the church that I am the creator of TJC.
啊，所以你们不要叫我人啦。
So don't call me man.
请叫我教主。The leader 哈、
huh? ，So for now on, you could call me the leader,
the founder 哈、huh?
，the founder。
哦，请叫我国王。
Call me king。
想要做王啊
？They want to become king。
啊，结果呢
？And what happened？
啊，结果很可怜啊。
At the end, it was very pitiful。
啊，真的、啊，人如果啊随便抢位置啊，哇，坐错位置，坐到王，坐到神的位置上面啊，就很危险啊。
And sometimes we forget who we are and we want to take the place of God. That's very bad.
后来呀、啊，就疯了。
And at the end, he lost his mind.
啊，我到那个台湾总会啊，还有找到那个当时候的文献的记载哦，新闻啊，报纸上面有啊。
And when I went back to Taiwan from the GA, I could see the news at the time.
哇，那个时候啊，就看到他、啊、穿着那个国王的衣服，那个一件那个袍子啊，啊一个 robe 啊，一个袍子。
And at that time, this very gifted worker was wearing the robe of a king.
戴一个皇冠。
That he was wearing a crown.
拿着一个权杖 scepter 哈，拿着一个权杖。
And he was holding his scepter.
啊，他的太太呀、啊，哇，也穿着好像那个皇后一样。
And that his wife was wore the robe of a queen.
哦，他们写信给世界各国的总统。
That he wrote letters to every single president.
啊，说啊、哎，我要做王了，请你们来参观我的加冕典礼呀、啊。
And that he invited all these presidents to attend his ceremony.
啊，疯了，真的疯了。
And at the end, he lost his mind.
还有总统给他写信呢。
And there are presidents who responded to him.
恭喜呀、
啊、！Congratulations.
但是我们没有办法来啊。
Congratulations, but I cannot attend.
真的啊，人啊，人如果啊，你如果想要当王
And that if you want to become king,
你如果想要在真耶稣教会里面做王，
if you want to become king in TJC,
坐在那个王的位置上面、啊、哇，神的惩罚马上就临到了。
If you want to take the place of king in church, that God will punish you.
哦，所以啊，要认识我们的本分是什么。
So we need to know who we are.
耶和耶大是祭司。
That Jehoiada, he was a priest.
那就做祭司的职分。
Then he need to fulfill his duties.
我们看回来，历代志下哦。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
历代志下第二十四章。
Second Chronicles chapter 23.
历代志下的第二十四章啊。
Second Chronicles chapter 24.
历代志下二十四章的第一节
，Chapter 24, verse 1。
第一节，约阿斯登基的时候年七岁，在耶路撒冷作王四十年。他的母亲叫西比亚，是别示巴人。第二节
，Verse 2。
祭司耶和耶大在世的日子，约阿斯行神眼中看为正的事。我们再看第十四节哦
，Verse 4。
啊，十四节。工程完了，他们就把其余的银子拿到王和耶和耶大面前，用以制造神殿供奉的器皿和调羹，并金银的器皿。耶和耶大在世的日子，众人常在神殿里献燔祭。好，我们在这里看到耶和耶大的第三个优点啊。
So we see the third character of Jehoiada.
就是他对身旁的人所造成的影响。
And this is influence on those around him.
圣经讲说，当耶和耶大还活着的时候啊，这个小国王行神眼中看为正的事情。
The Bible mentions that while the priest Jehoiada was alive, the king did everything that was right in the eyes of the Lord.
当耶和耶大还活着的时候，众百姓全国都拜神啊。
And while Jehoiada was alive, everyone in the kingdom worshipped the Lord.
为什么耶和耶大最后能够葬到列王的坟墓里面？
Why is that at the end Jehoiada could be buried in the tomb of the king?
因为他能够因他一人改变周遭所有的人的信仰环境。
And the reason is because he was able to have this positive influence on those around him.
你想要过着一个蒙神尊重、蒙人喜爱的人生吗？
Do you live a life that's remembered by God and by men?
你希望能够最后在神面前，神能够说忠心良善的仆人，啊，这是你的奖赏。
Do you want God to refer you as a good and faithful servant at the end?
你希望到最后能够得到尊荣，同葬列王墓中吗？
Do you want to be respected and be buried in the tomb of the king?
那你要问问自己。
You need to ask yourself.
我今天对我身旁周遭的人是给予什么样的影响？
Then we need to ask ourselves what kind of influence we have on those around us.
耶和耶大在世，身旁的人全部行神眼中看为正的事情。
And while Jehoiada was alive, everyone did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
我们呢？
What about us?
我们给我们的家人是什么样的影响？
What kind of influence do we have on our family?
我们给我们的学生是什么样的影响？
What kind of influence do we have on our own students?
我们对我们周遭的朋友是什么样的影响？
And what kind of influence do we have on our friends?
众人能够因为我们能够认识神吗？
Will other people be able to recognize God from observing us?
能够因为我们能够更热心服侍神吗？
Will they serve God more diligently because of us?
能够因为我们看见神的荣耀吗？
Will they able to see God's glory do us?
所以我们要问问自己啊。
So we need to ask ourselves.
我们今天到底活出一个什么样的基督徒生活来？
So what kind of Christian life do we live today?
能够使我们周遭的人因我们而行神眼中看为正的事。
Well, are those around us doing what is right in the eyes of God because of us?
尤其对父母，
especially the parents.
尤其对宗教教育的老师，
especially the RE teachers.
不要忘了，你的孩子、你的学生都在看着你。
Don't forget that your RE students and your children are.
如同小国王约阿斯在看着耶和耶大一样。
Just like this little king who's always observing Jehoiada.
你活出什么样的生活？
What kind of life do you live in?
你做出什么样的榜样？
What kind of examples have you set for them?
你给予什么样的教导？
What kind of teachings have you taught them?
能够决定你最后。在神眼里活有什么样的价值？
All of these things determine what your status in front of God.
所以最后耶和耶大年纪老迈，神特别赐福长寿。
So at the end, when Jehoiada was advanced age, God blessed him.
蒙众人所纪念，因为行善。
And that everyone remember him because he was good.
能够同葬君王墓，神特别给的尊荣。
And that he was able to bury in the tomb of the kings, God. We'll glorify them.
求主耶稣让我们每一个人也能够活出一个有尊荣的人生来。
May God help us that we could live a glorified life.
有一个活出一个有勇气、有智慧的人生。
That we live a life that's was full of bravery and wisdom.
啊，并且能够给我们身旁所有的人都给予正面的影响。
So that we can all have a positive influence on those around us.
让我们在世的时候，所有的子子孙孙，我们的学生都能够因我们而行眼中神眼中看为正的事情。
So while we're on this earth, all our students and children could do what is right because of us.
我们一起唱诗65首。
Sing hymn 65.
我们在聚会一开始讲到我们的学生我们的孩子每年都有很多的活动
In the beginning of our service, you talked about our students and our children. They have every year, they have all these spiritual events.
所以他们可能在那些活动当中一天都祷告一两个小时
And in these events, they pray 1 to 2 hours every day.
所以是在属灵上又长进又喜乐
And because of that, they were able to grow spiritually and rejoice.
所以作为爸爸妈妈的我们
，So today as parents,
作为老师的我们
，and as teachers,
我们是属灵的榜样
，and we are their spiritual examples.
我们是家中信仰的领头羊啊，带头的。
Today in our homes, we are the spiritual leaders.
我们就要更努力，更加追求。
That we need to be more diligent and we need to and pursue God.
那虽然我们可能平常时间比较忙要工作所以没有办法参加一些讲习。
A lot of us are very busy and we need to work and we cannot attend these services.
但是我们要自己想办法，自己找机会来，真的是加强自己的属灵的能力跟智慧。
So we need to all think of a way and so that we could attend more.Services.
让我们家里的小国王约阿斯能够常常仰望我们
，so that in our homes our little King Joash could admire us，
能够看到我们的榜样
，and see our examples that we set for them，
因为我们而行神眼中看为正的事情
，and because of us they'll do what is right in the eyes of the Lord，
所以我们要更努力的祷告。
So we need to pray more fervently.
在家里给孩子做榜样。
So we could be a good example for our children.
求主耶稣帮助我们每一个。每一个人哦
May God help all of us.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's come forward to pray.